from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, that was fun. That was cool to get Garth Lagerwey on to talk about.
We back.
Yeah, we're back, baby. It was a bold proclamation
back,
by the man, which we love. Always fun talking to him. But yeah, exciting news earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Alexei Moronchuk play, or Chuk, excuse me. I think it's going to be a couple weeks.
I think he's the 24th or something?
Would be the earliest, when they go out to play LA Galaxy. So fingers crossed that's the case. If not, you know, maybe it's Labor Day weekend up in Charlotte, but help is on the way for Atlanta United, and that's going to help, because help is on the way. It's going to help.
That is going to help, yeah.
If you look at the standings, they're really not that far out of the playoff mix. In fact, they're really right there right now. So you bring in a player, Moronchuk's caliber, and that can make a big difference very, very quickly. I think we saw in the 2021 summer transfer window, when they went out and they brought in Luis Araujo at that time before, you know, he kind of fell off a little bit.
Yeah, it got rough at the end. But it was great at first.
He was great at first.
Yeah.
And he really kind of propelled them into the postseason. Atlanta United, I think, was one of the hottest teams in the league at the end of 2021. That got them into the postseason. Hopefully, Moronchuk's impact will be similar, that he'll be enough to kind of put them over the top and put them into the postseason. Then we'll see. It's going to be a very uphill climb once they're in the postseason, if they get there, but it gives you something to look forward to for the future.
Mike, Garth, when he was talking with us, was basically talking about this player that he got, and he's like, he's older, all these different things like that, and he said it's a new kind of way of running things.
Yeah.
Did that mean that, like, all the young players that we used to get and develop and all those different things and sell them off, is that out the window?
Or no, not necessarily. I think, you know, let's focus on the term prime age.
Okay.
And prime age for a soccer player is between maybe 22 or 3 and 28 or 9. Moronchuk is in the prime age right now. Atlanta United's business model will still hopefully be, you take the players that you're growing in your academy, guys like a Caleb Wiley, who just got sold to Chelsea. Noah Cobb might be the next one, perhaps. Those are the players that you're still going to hopefully be able to sell before they reach their prime age or right at the cusp of their prime age. I think the business model is changing ever so slightly, where it might not be priority one now, Randy, to go look in Argentina or Paraguay or Venezuela or Colombia for like the next hot 18 or 19-year-old, because I think what Garth wants to do is create something similar to what he had in Seattle, where you have three designated players in that prime age group but all staggered by a couple years where you're going to have the same three designated players long term. You know, you're not going to have to worry about Almada leaving or Giakoumakis leaving. Like, these are going to be, just as they had in Seattle with Lodeiro and Jordan Morris and Raul Ruiz Diaz, these are going to be your designated players for a long time. And when one of them ages out, you still have the other two who have not aged out yet. And then, you know, you replace the one who ages out with a new one. I think that's the general idea of where he wants to go. It's a something that's worked very, very well in Seattle. I think it could work very, very well with any MLS club, provided you nail it with the designated player you sign.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough needle to thread, right? Because you want the guy to be so good and helpful that he wins when he's here and lives up to the DP money that you're getting, but also not like so incredibly good that they could get more money elsewhere. But also maybe it's great if they've been somewhere else in Europe before.
Well, let me give you an example. You know, you're looking for Joseph Martinez.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're looking for more Joseph Martinez as someone who's been in Europe.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily really want to go back to Europe. Could be very happy playing in North America, but could come to Major League Soccer and just
dominate,
crush it. That's the kind of guy I think Garth is looking for. The Joseph Martinez types, not necessarily the, to use Atlanta examples, Ezequiel Barco, Thiago Almada pedigree, where when they came in here, I remember Barco's introductory press conference, one of the first questions he was asked, do you want to go to Europe? Well, yeah, of course. Uh-huh. But he also said at the same time he wants to help Atlanta win while he's in Atlanta. So you're looking for, it's not necessarily the been there, done that people.
Right.
Because I don't necessarily think that's fair either. You're just looking for the people who know the reality of what they're getting into and would be fine with playing out, you know, 8 to 10 years of their career in the United States.
I mean, let me go back to what you were talking about as far as those young players and everything like that. But you're still going to look for them, right? Like,
sure.
If one falls in your lap or something like that.
Okay. But I think you're going to really hope to develop them.
Okay.
I think where you're looking for them is, let's go to Marietta.
In Kennesaw.
Let's go to Smyrna. Let's go to Tunnel Hill.
I might have one for him.
Right.
Yeah. I might have one for him.
Yeah,
in about
like if Jack Rainier Bunker ends up being a baller,
he's a madman.
He goes into the Atlanta United Academy, and they end up selling him to Chelsea for $10 million. Andy will be a very rich man.
How do they get in that academy?
He's a holding midfielder, just born to be one.
You think?
Yeah, well,
you know, if he's left-footed.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
See, what you need to do, you need to be like, Todd Marinovich. You need to be like Todd Marinovich's old man and start doing like calisthenics and odd stretches while his muscles are still developing.
Now, I'd like to do is have my son just hate me when he turns 20. That's really what I'm going for.
That part too. No. You don't want that.
Mike, how do you get into the academy and stuff like that?
You have to be really good. That's a good question. And I think, I don't know what the scouting infrastructure is to try to find kids who go into the academy. They have a lot of kids in that academy right now. Jason and I are very lucky. Every year they do a dinner to kind of start the academy academic year. And Jason and I have been the MC the last couple years. And it's really great meeting all of these young men. And it's literally dozens of them from age, I think, 12 all the way up through 18. And I tell them, I can't wait to, you know, maybe see you play and call your goals and stuff like that. And some of them have actually graduated to the first team. But I don't know how far Atlanta United's like homegrown territory extends. I don't know if it goes into Alabama or Tennessee. Like Nashville now obviously has some territorial rights.
Charlotte
has territorial rights. But if you look at, well, Philadelphia, for example. All right, today if you watch the Olympics, you saw three Philadelphia Union Academy players playing for the United States men's national team. And I think all three of them were from that tri-state area, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware. So you're really looking regionally. And honestly, like Metro Atlanta, and Jason could speak to this better than I, Metro Atlanta, North Georgia, has really, really good high school soccer.
Yeah.
If you think about up in the Dalton area, up in the Gainesville area, the high school soccer programs up there, and even in South Georgia now, like Vidalia, for example, has really, really good, robust high school soccer. So I think it might kind of come from there. That might be part of the feeder, but you've got to find kids who are really willing to make a time commitment, who are going to prioritize soccer as opposed to PlayStation And that's hard.
Yeah, it's fun to be a kid. It's really fun to be a kid.
I liked being a kid.
Yeah, because it's very hard. Much one of those things where you have to that your specialty now. Like that's what you're doing. You're playing soccer. You might like basketball. You're playing soccer. You're part of the academy. That's what it is. All right, they got a game this weekend. Santos Laguna Leagues Cup. What do we need to know about this one?
So Santos Laguna plays in Liga MX, the Mexican First Division. They have played 6 games this season. They have scored 0 open play goals in 6 games.
All right.
Okay. You know what that means. They're probably going to score 4.
Certainly one in the first 10 minutes.
Right. Probably in the first 30 seconds. No, I'm kidding. But here's what you need to know. Atlanta United needs to win the game to advance, either in regulation or in a shootout. If it remains tied after 90 minutes and they go to the shootout and Atlanta United loses, they're out. And that's really tough because Santos Laguna got killed by DC on Wednesday. All they have to do is get a shootout win to advance. Even though Atlanta would have 2 draws, Santos would only have 1, but because of the head-to-head win in the shootout. So Atlanta United wants to stay out of that shootout. I think that goes without saying. They're going to want to do whatever they can to keep themselves out of the shootout, hopefully get a big lead early as DC did against Santos up in Philadelphia on Wednesday, and power through. There is a chance next Thursday Atlanta United could be playing in Georgia at Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, and that could be a lot of fun. So some things need to happen. New York City needs to beat Cincinnati on Monday night, and Atlanta needs to advance. But if those 2 things happen, we could have a game at Georgia Tech. And I think for the nostalgia factor, that would be a lot of fun. A lot of people have very fond memories of the 2017 season at Georgia Tech. We could possibly have a match there on Thursday.
Mike, we were talking earlier, obviously football season is starting and everything, and last night's Hall of Fame game, what was your thoughts on the kickoff?
It's going to take some getting used to.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Looks weird.
And I'll confess, I'm sorry, I did not really get into like the XFL, USFL, whatever the heck that thing was.
Right. This is a safe place.
They were experimenting with that rule. I'm sorry, had better things to do. No disrespect to anyone. So this is going to take a little bit of getting used to. I think anything that helps to reduce injuries, but also keep the kickoff in the game. Yep. It's called football.
Right.
You know, kicking is a big part of this game, and I would hate to see a kickoff eliminated from the game just, you know, to protect players and maintain safety. So the fact that they've reached this kind of compromise, I actually tip my cap to the league. I think it is some inventive thinking. We'll get used to it.
I think we will.
You know, I think anytime there's a major rule change.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
everybody, in the NFL. Right. Everyone is like, oh, this is awful. It's going to ruin the game.
Yeah.
Oh, God, 2-point conversions. No, that belongs in college football only. And then, you know, we get used to it.
Anytime any league changes anything, for the most part, people, except for the pitch clock. Everyone loves the pitch clock immediately in baseball. Like, hey, that's one thing.
Really quick, this is a momentous day, you know. August 2nd. You know why this is momentous? Because as of today, there are 2 Big Ten alumni sitting in this room.
That's right.
As opposed to one.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
SEC is officially outnumbered.
That's right. We got you.
Take that.
I saw a bunch of Husky gear this morning on Twitter.
Two of us. And Carl. Me, Carl.
In this room currently?
Oh, he's here in the room.
Yeah,
I got me.
They redid the very popular.
Was Carl hiding somewhere? Where is he?
Yeah, I was like, where's Carl in the room? They redid that animated commercial, the Big Ten commercial,
where
all the logos pop up, and UW is the first logo that pops up.
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm going to show it to you right now.
I saw
it. So welcome to the Big Ten, Huskies.
Some shirts they posted on one of the Twitter accounts I followed had the Big Ten logo on it. I was like, that is weird, man.
That is weird looking.
That is weird looking.
Especially the first game when they have the jersey, and you see that
and
on
the Big Ten patch.
Crazy.
Oh, so weird. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.